Smart move number 20 is maintain an unlimited attitude of gratitude. Remember that love starts to go downhill when one of the partners doesn't feel as important to the other person as before. By consistently focusing too heavily on things outside of our primary relationship, we plant the seeds of doubt in our partners. The solution lies in finding simple, everyday ways to reinforce your partner's importance to you. Use your creativity to find unique and abundant ways of demonstrating appreciation for your partner. In order to keep your relationship at a high level of excellence, a couple must make each other feel important every chance they can. I have a question for you. Are you getting straight A's in your relationship? In your school days, you could achieve short-term success by cramming for your final grades with a last-minute push of massive energy and single-minded focus. But in romantic relationships, a person needs to have a steady inner pool of enlightened short-term and long-term motivation. Most relationships begin to fail when each partner starts to take the other one for granted. They both begin to do less for their partner and gradually give the impression they care less about the relationship than ever before. One woman gave me the following example of how she's starting to fail in her own love relationship. I'm really starting to resent my husband, and now I'm afraid that our once great marriage is finally falling apart. We've been married now for 7 years. When we first met, I told him that I was a modern kind of woman with high material standards. For example, I told him many years ago that I wanted a new washer and dryer. When our second child came along, I told him that we needed a bigger house. Our second child is 4 years old now, and my husband has done absolutely nothing to make our loves any more comfortable. No new washer, no new dryer, and no new house. About a year ago, I told him we needed an interior paint job and new carpeting for the house. He finally agreed to the paint job, but I'm still haggling with him over the new carpet. I can go on and on about all the other things that my husband has let me down on. I'm feeling really lost at the moment. I used to be so in love with my husband, but now I'm really starting to resent him more and more as time goes by. Can you help me figure this all out before it's too late? Here are some strategies to help you maintain an unlimited attitude of gratitude. First one is be the first one to give. Sometimes we feel inclined to wait for the other person to do something good for us before we reciprocate back in a similar manner. The more enlightened approach is to initiate the process of giving and receiving by being the first one to give. Don't let an opportunity to make another person's day special slip away. Be proactive in your love life by adding value first. Another strategy is appreciate what really matters. We commonly make the mistake of wasting major emotions on relatively minor things. Instead, we should enjoy more of our success and happiness and less of the things that aren't quite perfect yet. When we value our good health, the people we love, the accomplishments we're proud of, the new activities we're excited about, and what makes us happy, we remind ourselves of those things of which we are most grateful. That way, we can save our heart and soul for the things that truly matter in our lives. And the last one is give thanks to the heavens. Gratitude gives peace of mind to the soul. Whenever we feel overly anxious, afraid, lonely, or unhappy in our love relationships, we've made the mistake of losing perspective of the gift of life that our higher power has given us. Experiencing both pain and pleasure in our relationships is all part of our remarkable journey in this world. Our gratitude is simply an acknowledgement that we appreciate the privilege to be here in the first place. The bottom line is, love sucks when you lose your appreciation for each other and fail by not giving it your all. But love rocks when you maintain your gratitude for each other on a daily basis with simple and creative acts of kindness, warmth, thoughtfulness, sensitivity, and joy. Smart move number 21 is, surrender your ego for love. Remember, when you come to the end of the game of life, make sure that it shows that you played, which means you got passionately involved and gave it your all. You don't want to get stuck having to explain why you've never put yourself into the game of life. A final thought I want to leave you with is, don't pay the high price of regret. Unfortunately, the journey to love can involve painful experiences, like a punch in the stomach. Real emotions like frustration, disappointment, sadness, and hurt are often experienced along the way, causing us pain. But for most people, these emotions are temporary injuries to the ego and not permanent scars to the soul. A big problem with emotional pain is that it will prevent some people from giving love a fair chance to succeed. In an effort to protect themselves from being hurt, many people will simply not give love their all. And while they succeed in avoiding short-term pain, they ruin their chances of gaining the higher value of long-term love. In order to prevent this from happening, a wise individual must realize that the price of regret can be significantly higher than the price of short-term pain. Regret is like a terminal illness. It starts slowly but gets progressively worse with age. Yet what we should have done in the past is of little value when it's too late to change the results. Regret may eventually take the form of chronic bitterness or deep-rooted cynicism. But perhaps worst of all, regret robs us of the peace of mind that we attain from knowing that we have given life and love our full effort. The final bottom line is this: you now have the power of specialized knowledge to guide your destiny to the love you desire. Commit to making only smart moves in your love life and let the odds of success weigh heavily in your favor. In the game of love and in the bigger game of life, make sure that the final tally will show that you played with all of your being. Live your life to its fullest. Give yourself the complete freedom to love with a deep understanding that the only true failures in life are those people who never try or give up too easily. My final observation is this: dating rocks when you rock. After traveling all this way with me through this program, you can probably surmise that I believe that a woman who rocks is one whose thoughts and actions come from a kind heart and a mature mind. Enjoy your amazing journey to love. Treasure your most precious moments forever, and always remember to give love your all. If you do, then you'll be without a doubt an enlightened woman who truly rocks. Good luck and God bless.